B-Pod Studios.
You know what? I got to take care of something right now. Yesterday on this show, one of our regular callers called in, Miss Sarita Williams, and evidently stirred up a hornet's nest because she called her ex-husband a deadbeat dad because while he pays child support to her and their six children every single month, she wanted to go adopt a Cambodian baby and expected her ex-husband to pay child support for that baby.
Yeah, we've been getting a lot of calls. Voicemail is loaded.
Yeah.
I know you're taking a lot of calls in here off the air about it.
Yeah, so this gentleman called just a second ago, and I'm going to give him free time to say his piece. K-Rock, hello, you're on the air.
Yeah, is this Stan?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, how you doing, ma'am?
Who's this?
My name's David.
David?
Yeah, ma'am.
Yeah, what can I do for you, David?
I want to let you know I've been listening to you guys for a long time. I called you guys a little while ago.
Uh-huh.
But what I wanted to say...
Your voice does sound familiar.
What I wanted to say is that I'm glad that that woman that you had on, that Sarita Williams...
Yeah, we had her on yesterday. She was claiming that her husband was a deadbeat dad because he wouldn't support an adopted child that she wanted to get.
Right, man. I just want to let you know, I appreciated the way that you handled that and, you know, stood up.
Well, I think it's obvious. I think it's obvious that the father, her ex-husband, has no financial burden to this child.
Yeah, I mean, that whole story was absolutely ludicrous.
Yes.
And I'm just glad that for once... you know, the male perspective was represented because, you know, these women, they go on the talk shows and all they do is run down men who are working hard trying to support their families.
Yeah.
And that was just an outrage what that woman was saying.
I tend to think just by the tone of your voice and the reaction that you got off of that phone conversation that I had with Sarita yesterday that you feel very passionate about this subject. Did it hit a nerve with you personally?
Yeah, absolutely. It did because... I've been divorced about 3 years now.
Uh-huh.
And I ran into a similar situation with my ex. Now, we have three wonderful children.
Okay.
And the fact that my wife and I chose not to be married, that does not affect the fact that I am my children's father.
Absolutely.
I always will be. And I'm very cognizant of my financial obligation as it relates to my children.
Absolutely. Hey, you know what? You're right on. And if you are helping to support your children, paying your child support, and involved in their lives, sir, I commend you because you are what's good about a very difficult situation.
Well, I appreciate that. And that's what you got to do, man. You got to stand up for your kids.
Right.
That's what it's all about. And I write out my child support check, and I write it out gladly. There's no bitterness there whatsoever. But when women try to take advantage of the system, that's why I have a real problem with it, and that's why I appreciate what you did yesterday, because
sure.
I did run into a similar situation with my ex-wife of trying to take advantage of a good thing.
So you're telling me she tried, much like Sarita wanted to do yesterday, take advantage of your generosity and the consistency of you writing child support checks?
That's absolutely it.
What happened?
As I said earlier, well, we've been divorced about 3 years now.
Yes, sir. And how many kids do you have?
We had three beautiful children.
Okay.
We still do, for that matter.
Sure.
I mean, I'm still their father.
Absolutely.
But about a year ago, she starts getting friendly with me. And
a year ago, so you had been divorced 2 years.
And she starts getting friendly with me again, you know, because I got to go over there and pick up the kids and all that, you know.
Right.
And she starts getting friendly with me. And to make a long story short, we ended up being intimate that day.
So you went to bed with her?
Yeah, and it only happened that one time. And
okay.
And
It happens.
To my mind, I felt that it was a mistake.
What, to sleep with her?
The fact that we had been intimate. I felt that it was a mistake and that we allowed ourselves to get out of control.
Sure.
Because, you know, we've already been there and done that.
Exactly.
And it was just a simple mistake. And she come back to me a little bit later on and tells me she's pregnant.
Yes.
And she just delivered the baby a little while ago.
Well, God bless her.
And she expected me to pay child support on that one.
Hold it. Hold it.
And to my mind, that ain't right.
Hold it.
That ain't right.
Hold it a second.
I wasn't even married to this woman at the time that child was conceived.
Yes.
And that's not a child that I planned for, a child that I wanted.
But it's your child, right?
I don't feel that
and
way.
Hold it a second.
I feel that she had seduced me because she just wanted to get more money out of me because she saw how willing I was to write out the check for my three children.
Uh-huh. Now, let me ask you a couple of basic questions.
I feel that it was nothing more than dirty tricks.
Did you use a contraceptive when you had this heat of passion with your ex-wife?
That's the other thing,
what?
Is that she told me it was okay.
It doesn't matter. The
she
fact
told
that
me it
hold
was okay.
it, sir. Sir.
She told me it was cool.
Cool?
She told me it was cool.
Cool?
Yeah, she told me it was cool.
Cool.
And that's why I was real pleased to hear you standing up from a male perspective to that Serena Williams and ridiculousness, which is the same kind of ridiculousness that I'm dealing with now.
I'm about ready to do an about face because you are wrong.
These women think they can just keep going back to the well, but let me tell you, at some point the well run dry.
You are wrong. You are the father of that child, and it doesn't matter whether you're in the bounds of matrimony or you went and had a quick one-night stand with your ex-wife. You are the father of that child.
Listen to me, because I know you agree with me. You misunderstand
me. I don't agree with you on this.
What you misunderstand is that I was not married to the woman at that time.
You a good point. Whoop-de-doo. There are a lot of children born out of wedlock,
and
you still have the responsibility for them.
Then explain me this.
What?
How come you have
four kids now.
How come she go and seduce me and produce a child strictly to try and make money?
What's the matter? You couldn't keep it in your zipper with your ex-wife?
She seduced me.
She seduced you.
I did think about a condom.
Yeah, but you didn't.
But she...
Your second mistake.
She said it was cool.
Cool. What's cool? Cool?
She said it was cool.
Now, what mistake number one? You went to bed and had relations with your ex-wife.
Yeah, and
mistake number two.
Instead, I agree that that's a mistake.
And mistake number two, you did not use any protection.
She said it was cool.
Yeah, I know all about cool. All right? But the fact of the matter is.
See, she had told me it was cool.
You put your love juice right in there, okay? That created what they call a zygote.
Stan, that was a mistake.
So what? A lot of kids are born from a mistake. You still have the financial responsibility to support that kid.
You don't understand. I was not married to the woman at that time.
I don't care if you weren't married to the woman at the time.
That's off the point anyway. I just wanted to thank you for standing up to that woman yesterday.
You.
Because it's important that a male perspective be heard on issues like that.
You are what gives good dads a bad name. You don't support that fourth child of yours. You yourself become a deadbeat dad.
I've never been late once on my child support.
And you're going to have to cough up a little more money.
I write out that check and I write it out gladly. Not a trace of bitterness. Those are my children. Those are my family.
And you got a fourth child now that's your child.
I should not have to pay for a mistake.
Yes, you should.
I should not have to pay for a mistake.
You pay up, deadbeat.
When she had seduced me.
And she said it was cool.
And it was... Yeah, she said it was cool. And I say it was a mistake.
Well, too bad. You're paying for your mistake. And she'll take you to court and she'll win.
No, she's no different than that woman yesterday.
No. She's in the right this time. It's your child.
What, are you saying Serena Williams in the right?
No, I'm saying...
I'm not saying... That woman's mouth is right.
Serena,
I don't even understand, man.
Serena's wrong, and you're wrong.
No, you're wrong, man.
You're wrong. Goodbye.
Southwest Florida, sure have a wonderful time. I feel as high as that Australian pine.
friggin' ass off in that Southwest Florida heat. But I'm loving all the people that I get to meet. You got to tune your radio on. Now listen to me. We got that powerful stuff that'll knock you off your feet. Stan and Haney. Stan and Haney. Stan and Haney on all afternoon. Now from Naples to Fort Myers, all the radios are on. All over Southwest Florida, you know it can't be wrong. From Marco to Port Charlotte, they all heard the news. They say, 2 o'clock, time to light the fuse. Stan and Haney. Stan and Haney. Stan and Haney all afternoon. The best in local radio that there's ever been. So damn good, it makes the Pope want to sin. Go fill out to the beaches, people laugh out loud. Got the show that draws flies and a bit of a crowd. Stan and Haney. Stan and Haney. Stan and Haney. Stan and Haney all afternoon. We're like whiskey and liquor, hot paradise. Listen to us once, then you're gonna listen twice. Got up way too damn early for too damn long. Back in the afternoon.
Some see the glass as half empty. Others see it as half full. We simply see, rum. Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Hold on.
Hey, everybody.
Yeah.
Let me ask you something.
Happy, Stan.
Yeah. Oh, I'm happy. Oh, I'm happy. There's, and I never know this, you know, you and I... And I've always been this way. I like to run what they call in the business a hot board.
Yeah.
Where I like the levels a little bit louder than anything else. It's kind of like when you're watching something and the TV commercial comes on and it's a little bit louder.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been doing it for 30 years. Junior tells me yesterday, Richard comes in and says, I'm running the board too hot.
But you run a hot board.
But I run a hot board.
Because that triggers the Optimod.
And if that was...
We still have Optimods?
No. And if that was the case, why wasn't I told about 15 years ago that I run a hot board?
Well, if we don't have an Optimod, because that was supposed to make everything sound FM.
FM. So I don't know. I'm going to do...
They just took that out and didn't replace it?
I don't know what they did. Everybody, it could be running raw.
Because I remember... The day we got an Optimod,
yep.
At Big Y Country.
Big Y Country.
Everybody was all excited because we were a real professional radio
station.
Yep, because
you got an Optimod.
Yep.
Oh, no, Richard came in my room yesterday and said, you're hot.
Yeah, well, you
and
sound
I said,
tinny.
Well, don't take
yeah,
me
you're
out.
Very tinny.
I'm very tinny right now?
Hold on, I got to say something.
The natural timber of your voice.
Yeah, it's the natural timber. Tinny.
How about this?
No.
Talk a little bit lower.
That's a little creepy. That's like talking like this.
It doesn't take the tinny away.
You're still quite tinny.
Well, who's messing with my process?
Nobody knows what your process is.
Well, you know what you ought to do is get yourself an Optimod.
Yeah. Haney, you have to do something about your headphones.
Why?
Why? And Junior brought this up today, but I have to agree with him.
Oh, you're on his side.
I am on his side on this one.
We're in total agreement.
One of the few times and trust me, I'm not happy about it, but I'm in total agreement with him.
So I put you in a bad spot.
You did. He's setting up your equipment over there.
You know, between that and me gossiping about you, I am not on your good list.
Past couple of days have been a little rough on me. But he's setting up your equipment over there, and in your box, you leave your headphones. And he opened the box to connect your stuff, and he's plugging in your headphones, and he does this. Ew! And I said, what's the matter? He needs to get himself some new headphones.
That's the noise I make every day when I touch those headphones.
Yeah, he goes, these headphones need to be replaced. They're disgusting. And I said, here's what I said, and I'm sorry, I have to agree with him. I said, yeah, sometimes if Haney's outside, you know, smoking, I'll grab his headphones and bring them in. And I'm like, these are gross. And I said to Junior, Junior said, oh, he should get some new headphones. I said, look, he's been given new headphones in the past. He will not use them.
These aren't broken.
Until they break.
They're not broken.
They're a mess.
But they're not broken.
They're not broken, but they're disgusting. I'm sorry, dude.
You tell him. Junior. You tell him.
Just take them off your head for a second and look at the bands around it. Look at the foam on it.
It's disgusting.
It's supposed to be white, but it's turning yellow, and the bands are just.
Why don't you make everybody happy though and get a new set of headphones?
They're just peeling.
They're peeling and they're rotting. The earpiece is rotting.
They're decomposing. That's what's happening.
They're rotting.
What happened is I bought a consumer-grade pair of headphones. These are really nice consumer-grade headphones.
They are rotting.
They're not built for professional use.
No, like mine are.
Those are so overrated.
I love them. I've thrown away more headphones.
Yeah, you have.
And I kept these.
Those headphones are studio standard.
Yes, they are.
That's an industry standard that he's wearing.
Okay, Mr. Producer.
And
with my hearing,
Mr. Engineer.
With my hearing, do you think that audiophile quality means a damn thing to me?
No, and I understand why you love those headphones is because the mid-range is so heavy on it.
I can hear.
It kind of balances out for you. Yeah.
But can't you get another pair like that? It's for everybody's health.
It's like everything else that I like.
We gotta put a rubber pair of gloves on to pick them up because they're rotting.
There's a health code violation there somewhere.
Look, I'm on your side. Don't push it so hard.
You know how many health code violations we have going on around us with the rat urine everywhere?
Oh, that's been cleaned up.
I did you a favor, though. I did some looking on the internet, and I found those same exact ones.
You can still get them.
You can still get them.
And so you're going to gift me a new pair of headphones?
Oh, no, that's way out of his price range.
No.
Way out of his price range.
That'd be really good.
That would have been a real nice ending to this little story.
That would have been nice.
He was looking really hard to find. He thought he found one for $27.
I did. It is the same one, but I don't know if I can trust it.
He found it off some sketchy website.
But I found it. I found the newer model to those. I don't know if.
And are you
going to
buy them for him?
No. Look at these. That's the newer model.
Oh.
You need to.
Dude, that's a newer model, man.
You know what? You need to go and get a new set of them.
It's time to update.
You need a new pair.
They're about $152.
Boy. I got quite a bargain on these then.
Yeah, you got them when they were on sale. I think they were going from phase 2 to phase 3 of the model.
This one website.
Yeah, I got them at Bad Buy.
Yeah.
I know, I'm on this one website and it says I could get it for $26, the same exact ones you're wearing right now.
Well, I mean, I could sell these for $26.
No, you couldn't.
You
A hazmat crew would have to come out with those. Ain't he? You know what? I don't side with him very often. I think that he is too oversensitive, too flighty, and I'm telling you right now.
Well, if he's complaining about this, why doesn't he complain to the engineer that the zipper broke on that case 10 years ago and we'd like it fixed?
You can't fix the zipper. He's an engineer, not a seamstress.
Okay, well, then it's got to be replaced, doesn't it?
You replace those headphones.
Why does he complain about that?
Stop trying to change the subject down to something else. We're
because
talking
about that's
your,
what I do.
You're deflecting to the zipper.
We're talking about your headphones right here. I want you to get online, and I want you to change and order some headphones.
Well, he's taking them off now.
He's examining them. Don't worry about it.
The white has totally worn off now, and they're gray.
And it's speckled. It looks like a sick Dalmatian.
Stop egging him on. I was on your side with this. He does need to get new headphones.
You always want me to get new headphones, even when I have new headphones.
Because those headphones bother me, but I, after talking to an audiophile like Junior, he's an engineer and producer.
You know what he did?
He told me why you
like
those.
I don't even
those.
Know if he's an audiophile or an engineer, because he took me all the way out to Lehigh.
Oh, here we go. Here we go.
And he says, I want you to record the. I know you got a song in mind. I want you to record it. I'll do it. All you have to do is everything.
Deflect. Deflect, buddy. Deflect.
I had to play a bass line. I had to play the chords. I had to play the lead.
Right?
I had to play the vocals.
Yeah, push the problems on someone else. Here
and I said, okay, is that good? He kept making me do it over and over again. We got to have perfection. And I said, okay, well, can you make me a dub of that? You know, a rough mix? Nah, I can't do that. I'll get it to you tomorrow. And then tomorrow, oh, my computer broke.
Yeah.
None of that worked.
And I'm sure all of that is true. But it doesn't,
is true.
I'm sure all of it is true, but it doesn't change from the fact you need a new pair of headphones.
Yeah, exactly.
You need new headphones.
Jeez, it's getting exhausting, man. What do I have to do to
order
get off
the... Order a new pair of headphones! We'll be back. Stan and Haney.
I don't see how it affects you.
It affects me. I said the same thing with him when he was taking it out of the box and putting by your... Ew, this is disgusting.
Okay, you know what we're going to do? You know
said,
what we're going to do next break?
What?
We're going to do a snap inspection of the producer's room and make sure everything's up to code.
Now, look, I don't get what he's doing in there, and I'm sure it's not up to code. I'm just saying you need to get
I
a
know
new
for
this isn't
a
about
fact
me.
That things go on in there that are not approved.
We tried to benefit you, and now all of a sudden you're deflecting on me.
96.
How does that benefit me?
You get
spent, you know what? What is it? You don't even care if it's spent on you. You just want me constantly spending money.
We'll be back.
Howard Stern.
All right, well, you get a hold of that Stan and Haney tape.
Where would then send it to?
Me.
Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody, Stan and Haney.
See, I have a brand new
I know you
pair
do.
Of headphones
you've
still
got,
in the box at home. I just choose not to bring them in here.
You've got multiple pairs of headphones
But
at
those
home.
Are my nice headphones. I like
bring
to keep them at home
in.
Because I bring them in here and they end up like this.
What are you talking about? Those headphones have been here for 15 years.
It hasn't been 15 years.
Oh, at least.
10, maybe.
Maybe 10, 12. Bring the other headphones in. They're gross. They're gross. That's all I'm going to tell you. And I think you should have a new set of headphones in here. I think you should. Don't ask Junior, though, because he's been borrowing my second set for the past month.
And I appreciate your candor where you told me off air the extent that he's gone with this, where he's involved Maria now.
No.
What?
No. He didn't.
And it hasn't been the last month.
How long?
That was a lie.
How long?
The past 3 days.
Yeah. Have you ever used them before?
Well, yeah. Once or twice.
There we go.
Once or twice.
Look. And you... You showed my headphones to Maria and sought her opinion?
What?
No.
No.
she saw them because usually 96.1% of the time he has your stuff all set up in there long before you come into the studio.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was in the studio putting stuff into the computer, and she brought it up on her own. Are those Haney's headphones?
Oh, my God.
They're gross. And that's when I told her. I said, that's no good. We've all told him that he needs to get new headphones. He's got plenty at home. I said, even if you got him new headphones, he wouldn't use them. Put them in a closet somewhere.
That's fine. That's fine. We can pick on these headphones that I love dearly.
Throw them out.
They have been with me through thick and thin.
Throw them out.
Do you know the things that have been done with these headphones?
Yes, I do.
And
yes.
You should be very grateful for those.
Then put them in like one of those show boxes, those clear Lucite boxes, and put them on display somewhere.
Make a little plaque underneath it.
Yeah, a little plaque.
Yeah, maybe someone that has a local museum would want them.
Yeah, well, what kind of museum?
I don't know.
No.
They always say stuff like that. I mean, if Pat Garrett's gun is going up for auction, I would think that
Haney's 12-year-old headphones would just take them home and bring the new ones.
Some sort of interactive exhibit where, you know, kids could hit a button and hear something I did while using the headphones.
That's not a bad idea, though. That's not a bad idea.
Imagine Aquarium or whatever it is.
iMag.
Yeah.
Grab bag brought to you.
Kids would get a real kick out of that.
Not really.
If my headphones were there and there was like one button, but they'll be under Lucite.
Yeah.
Like you said. And then they can hit a button, and there'll be a speaker, and it'll go, Bill.
Yeah.
Kids love that.
They haven't built up their immunity yet. They can't be near those headphones.
Well, do you think you're funny?
Yeah. What are you trying to pull? I was on your
look
side.
Look at those.
Are you saying that they're COVID-y?
No, I'm not saying that they're COVID-y. There's some unknown...
When the day comes when you've saved up enough money to buy your own headphones, you can criticize mine.
I do got my own headphones, bro.
Are you wearing them?
No, I'm not wearing them. I'm irresponsible and I forgot.
Remember when I had to front you the money for it, though?
You fronted him money?
I thought we were on the same side here. Now it's just being deflected this way. That's being deflected across the window.
He came to me. This was, I think, his first go around here. And he said,
He
says, I really love these AKG headphones.
First week, I asked him for money.
Will you buy me these? I did. Now you know.
I paid you back.
Now, a few weeks later, you did. Yeah. Now you know.
In full?
In full.
Because he never pays back in full.
He had money then that he was blowing through.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah. Grab bag brought to you by the Pewter Mug North, US 41, Naples.
I appreciate it. That's a good, good wake-up call.
Yeah.
Just to get me angry.
Yeah, and get some headphones.
Well, that ain't going to help.
I know...
Not going to make a damn bit of difference.
No. With summer. No,
there'll be something else to complain about.
What? No, to get headphones.
No. I'll get the headphones and I'll have them tomorrow, and it won't solve a damn thing.
It'll make us feel better in this room.
No, it won't.
Yes, it will.
Because you'll find something else to focus on.
I will not. How often? I don't focus on you that much. I focus on him more than I focus on you.
Well, there's a lot to work with.
For good reason. There's a lot to work with. You have very little... that I will go and criticize about. The headphones are one of them. And other than that, I don't have a problem with you. Never have. Well,
You know what? I've been kind enough not to bring that up for a long time.
I appreciate that, too.
And you just did.
I didn't bring it. I didn't bring anything up.
Yes, you did.
No, I did not.
You know damn well what you just did.
No. I don't know what I just did.
Next thing you know, a mud hole is going to be brought up.
Blood. Why are you sticking your nose into this? I think it's best for you.
I like the controversy. What can I say?
It's best for you.
No, he does. And you know what? The world is going nuts.
Yeah.
Chimps are attacking apes.
It happens.
No, it never happens, but it's happened twice in the past year.
Chimp will win.
Because they gang up on the silverbacks.
Oh, What?
Yeah. They've been watching this this group of like 27 chimpanzees, and they figured out that if they stick together, the 27 of them can take on 5 silverbacks and even kill a couple of them and
that,
eat them.
That requires thought. You go into your home at night, your porch light is on, and what's around your door? Moths. Lots of moths. Today, well, actually, this month is National Moth Month.
What? Congratulations. You're more than halfway through National Moth Week. Moths are a paraphyletic group of insects, but are not butterflies.
No, they're not.
There are approximately 160,000 species of moths, and they all creep me out. They're terrifying. The right moth at the right time will turn a big tough guy into a frightened little girl.
Like Junior.
Stupid, obnoxious, scary, useless, ever-eating, flapping, dust-covered pests. Enjoy the rest of your stinking National Moth Week.
Mm-hmm. Moths.
They're unpleasant.
They're extremely unpleasant.
Because they don't look right.
Nope. Well, and you said how about hundreds of different varieties.
Did you see that... Nigerian woman tried to sneak giant snails into Houston?
Yes! Giant ones!
How dare you?
The lines are blurred from social media to journalism. We've done this before. We'll do it again. What if NBC News merged with Yahoo News?
Tonight, new worries about the spread of the Delta variant, a controversial study raising concern about the effectiveness of the Johnson & Johnson COVID vaccine.
Jillian Anderson says she's not wearing a bra anymore.
Our alarming look at the wildfire and climate emergency more intense than ever.
Lisa Rinna looks gorgeous in a white bikini. Now that's what 58 looks like.
And he's the new king of the court, the NBA champion, and his personal story, truly inspiring America.
This is NBC and Yahoo News with Kate Snow and Candy Lane.
Sounds normal.
Yeah. Oh, as a matter of fact, our news service is chiming right now. I think it's a 4 bell.
This is breaking news.
It's been over 24 hours since an egotistical billionaire got into their rocket ship and launched into space. Lazy billionaires.
This has been breaking news.
I wonder if he knows people don't like him.
Yes. Yes, he does.
Does he accept it?
He doesn't care. He doesn't care.
If he doesn't care, why does he involve Wally Funk and give Van Jones $100 million? He's trying to buy love.
Publicity for himself. And he employs all the reporters who covered him.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you one thing I admire about him.
What's that?
He may be evil, but I think he's just selfish. Because, you know, Bill Gates and Warren Buffett, they came up with this giving pledge where you're supposed to give away half of everything you have.
Yes, I'm familiar with it.
Now, Bezos' wife, as soon as they got divorced, she signed right up for it. You know, one world government and all that.
Yeah.
He won't. He says, I'll give away my money where I want to. Yeah, I'm not going to just give it to you. Bill Gates.
Yep. Another work Zoom session. Woman thinks her Zoom is off as she's complaining about everything until they let her know that she's still broadcasting.
My work from home fit today is some bullshit because I got ready and everybody has their cameras off. So I got this frizzy ass gym hair from yesterday. This shirt is from...
Hey, guys, I can hear you just so you're aware.
There he is. Voice of reason.
Yeah. little more detail, and we're going to hear from the person himself. Remember yesterday I did the story that had been circulating around earlier in the week about the woman in Port Charlotte that went swimming in the guy's pool?
Oh, she's world famous now.
Yep.
They had some quality, big-time color photos in the Daily Mail of her.
Well, she's 42. She was caught skinny dipping on Monday. Got arrested for trespassing.
Now, I did find out from the Daily Mail that she had been arrested in the past, where evidently they found drugs in her car,
yes,
but she got away with it because she said they didn't belong to her.
No, they belonged to...
Crackhead Chris.
That's right, Crackhead Chris. Those were his drugs.
Obviously.
The homeowner was, as we told you yesterday, was Jim Clark. Well, here's Jim Clark explaining, because she was there by herself, but in the past... Crackhead Chris is the one with the drugs.
Yeah.
Not her.
We looked back and saw a person in the swimming pool with no clothes on, so we called the sheriffs. They were kind of like, what? Can you describe? Oh, you know, and even when the first sheriff deputy came, it was like, I didn't remember having a call like that. We got four police cars here, and you'd think something terrible happened, but a free swimmer.
Jim, what you must understand is that they have to respond with at least four cops because it involves a naked woman in a swimming pool.
And that probably at least two female cops.
Yeah, because that woman can say anything.
Yep.
So a bunch of them got to show up. They all got to have body cameras on to show that they didn't touch her.
Speaking of body camera, this is amazing. It happened on Monday in Jamestown, New York. Burning house. People inside. A heroic cop is screaming at the people from the upper floor to jump, as he catches them in his arms, saving their lives. All captured on his body cam.
Jump, jump, I got you. Okay.
He's catching them all, saving their lives. Hero.
Not enough.
No.
Not enough people like that.
You might know this. It's making the rounds now. Because I know you're a huge Night Ranger fan.
Oh, my God, yes.
When the guys in Night Ranger presented Prince with Album of the Year in 1985 at the American Music Awards, they were instructed, Night Ranger was, not to talk to him or acknowledge him at all.
Well, that's standard Prince protocol.
So they made it a point to badger him all night long.
They're fun-loving guys.
They met up with him 20 years later and said he was a completely cool guy. Here's a clip from the awards. You can hear Jack Blades congratulating everyone.
For the favorite pop album, the winner. Okay, rip it up.
Purple Rain. Prince.
You know, I think they got a new album coming out.
Ranger?
Yeah.
Love it.
I think Night Ranger has, if I'm not mistaken, have a new album coming out.
One of the greatest moments of my life was seeing them live.
I know it. I think At least one or two of the members of Night Ranger, if they saw your headphones, they'd say, get a new one, buddy. Get a new set. We'll get you something back in the studio. I think we got a couple lying around. Get yourself new headphones. You're Mark Haney. Get yourself some cans.
You should have some Night Ranger branded headphones. You know, Midnight Madness. Dawn Patrol.
Grab bag brought to you by the Peter.
Do they make
Mug
Night
North.
Ranger headphones, Junior?
I don't know.
I'm going to look it up now.
I bet you they do. US 41 North Naples. We're going to take a break.
Brad effing Gillis' signature on him.
Yep. We're going to find out if they got Night Ranger headphones, and we'll do the local beat as well. We're Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
The following conversation is real. It took place on Tuesday, June 8th of 2004, between a Blonde Star advisor and a subscriber.
Blonde Star emergency, this is Steve. Is there an emergency in your vehicle?
Oh my God. I've locked myself in my car and the keys are on the outside.
Ma'am.
Oh my God.
Ma'am, I need you to calm down.
Okay, it's just that the windows are rolled up and I'm starting to sweat. My keys are on the outside.
Now, your keys are on the outside of the vehicle?
Yes, oh my God.
Now, does your car have automatic locks or...
Yes.
Okay, here's what I need you to do. Take hold of the inside of your door handle there. Are you doing this? The shiny thing. Grab the shiny thing.
Okay, I've got it.
Okay, now give that a tug.
Okay.
Did it open?
Yes, oh my God, thank you.
Okay, now what is that noise?
Oh, that's my door alarm.
Yeah, but that only happens if the keys are in the ignition, hun.
Oh my God. You know what?
Your keys are actually in your ignition.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh my God, thank you so much, Blonde Star.
That's why we're here. Do you need anything else?
Blonde Star.
No, that's
always
it.
On, because you're always blonde.
The Garrett, Hawaii 5-0.
Batman.
Kojak.
Frank Cannon.
Jim Rock.
Rick Stan here.
This is 86, calling control.
I'm Mark Haney.
John Robinson commanding.
Are you finished?
Stan and Haney. 96 J-Rock.
Stan and Haney here. Thursday afternoon. In about a half hour, we'll give you a chance to win. We'll play Stan's What's on the List. Later on today, our question of the week. I want to bring on our friend D-Train, our former producer and true friend who still does a lot of good things for us. He did us a solid yesterday with the Drafts Fund website.
He is so great.
And D-Train, how are you, by the way?
I'm well. How are you guys doing?
Good, pal. And you were texting me earlier because we were discussing Haney's headphones.
Yeah, I remember when he got those.
Yeah. So you were still working here in the studio.
Yeah, I was still had years ago before I left when he got those.
And he needs to get new headphones. They're absolutely falling apart. And
funny when you mentioned that the girl came and installed them. I had a flashback. I know exactly what they look like, so I could just picture them sitting on this 360 machine. I know exactly what she's talking about.
They're kind of disturbing, aren't they?
You know.
Now.
So great, D-Train's here.
I got to ask you something, and
sure.
I know it's asking a lot, but tomorrow is Junior's birthday.
Oh, boy.
And we were kicking it around. Listeners were asking, you know, what does Junior want for his birthday? And I found out, and tell me if you can do this.
Okay.
He doesn't know the word can't.
I know that. Junior would like an 8x10 headshot of you signed that he can keep in the studio. I would like that, too, to keep reminding him of, you know, what he's up against.
Would you remind him of excellence.
Yeah, excellence. Would you mind signing a picture? I know that you have a headshot because you've done a lot of movies and played extras and reenactments. And
oh, yeah, Hollywood.
Okay, hey, I've got a guest on the phone.
No, I know.
Hey,
show
you
a little
want an
respect.
Action shot, Junior?
What was that?
You want an action shot?
An action shot?
No,
you know what I would like? I would like a picture that you accidentally took in your pocket, just black. How about that?
Why are you coming at him? He's a guest and a dear
friend.
He's
been nothing but nice to
you. Nothing but nice. Mm-hmm. Hold it. This was another dispute. Didn't you, because Junior's been here twice. He came, got fired, and came back.
Yep.
Didn't you, when he initially got here, didn't you train him?
Oh, yeah. Tell him everything he knows.
Every little thing, huh?
Well, I didn't know
you were nothing.
Used to working on a Mac, so I had to, you know, you had to make that conversion over Windows.
Oh, that's right. He did. I forgot all about that.
Yeah, he didn't know how to use a computer.
Comes in here and sees a computer. Oh, all I know is how to work on Macs. I don't know a thing about this.
Yeah, he taught me everything I know. Every little thing.
I could
barely even speak before I got here.
Was he a quick learner?
Actually, he was. We had a handful of interns in. You know, after a while, you just lose motivation, Stan. It's just stories all the time.
Will you bring in the picture?
Yeah, I'll bring in the picture.
A headshot. Maybe you do have headshots for doing these audition things and going and doing the...
No, I don't have anything like, nothing like what you guys have from back in the day. I don't have like some black and white, you know, literally headshot. I just got halfway decent photos.
You remember, Haney, when they came into the... I swear to God, I don't understand this. We are who we are. We wear cargo shorts, ball caps, and that's who we are. And they came in. They had a bright idea maybe about 10, 12 years ago. We need headshots of everybody here at the radio station.
Mm-hmm.
And we took our headshots as we normally would. And the powers that be looked at it and like, what? Where's their sunglasses on?
Yeah, you guys aren't even. Why aren't you trying to act tough?
Yeah, and it's like, that's who we are.
Haney needs a different hat. They wouldn't let Haney use his current hat. They needed a different one.
Because there were too many stains. It was too gross.
You know what they like? You know who the king of the headshot is?
Who?
Jeff Zito.
Oh, yeah, mm-hmm. He's got a lot of headshots.
Because he'll cross his arms, he'll mean mug you.
Fist on his chin.
Yep.
Nice console shot.
Yep. Looks like a real badass when you see him with his arms folded.
The only thing I'm saying, D-Train, is even if you want to take a new one of yourself, 8x10, signed in silver Sharpie. That
with something inspirational.
Something
on
inspirational.
It.
You know what? I would like one of you just sitting in your kayak, holding up a piece of trash.
Oh
in the
my
river.
God!
Well, you can just go on the YouTube and find that.
You can just go on YouTube.
Yeah, you can find that yourself.
One of the news.
Oh right, I forgot. He's
sites.
All over the place.
Yeah,
right here,
yeah, readily yes. available.
Forgot
really,
about that.
I don't know what the animosity is between you two.
Well,
there's none
the
with him.
One direction.
There's none.
One
yeah, it's
I'm
one
just
direction.
Sitting down here in my driveway, yeah. And just watching all his anger come towards me.
God,
he's probably washing his kayak.
God, we miss you, D-Train.
Which one? I got two of them, Junior.
Oh, he's got two. He's got two.
You know, sometimes you got to go out and fish alone. Sometimes you got to take the wife.
One's to load up the trash. The other one's to fish
well,
with his dog.
Yeah, you're fishing off those kayaks now. What have you caught?
Primarily bass, because that's what I've been fishing for. I've pulled in three huge tilapia. I got one gar, which I don't want because they stink and they're a pain in the ass to get off the line. But
yeah, you don't want a gar.
I've been bass fishing.
And tilapia, that's an aquarium fish. You don't want that.
Yeah, big aquarium fish. You know when you get one of those, your pole goes straight down. They don't
You know, Stan's a king of the aquarium fish as far as
fishing. Yeah, a paku, wasn't
it? Yeah, it was a paku. Yeah, and when I go out sometimes fishing, I've actually caught a sheep's head.
Zingaroo.
So when you get a chance, I know you are probably one of the busiest people that I know, but when you get a chance,
yeah, because it's just nothing but success 24/7. Mm-hmm.
When you get a chance,
nothing
swing
but kayaking
on,
and running.
Swing on by. We need you to look at that hard drive.
Why
for
you
us
remind me that I run just because you can't walk in your driveway.
I can walk to the end of my driveway. I can act.
No,
I can do all of it.
You don't. You look
you
at your. You
I can
look
work
at,
on PCs.
Well, how's that TikTok page
you.
I can do a TikTok.
No, what you do.
You told me, check us out, Stan. You didn't know this. He texted me one night and said, "Hey, man, I'm going to start a TikTok page. Do you have some competition?" And then what? It took him 4 days to come up with a name, and then he didn't even do
no,
it.
No, I don't think there's a TikTok.
No, and he doesn't walk to the end of his driveway. He just watches the closed-circuit camera to see if somebody's messing with his mailbox.
I'm not going to lie. Yeah, that's true.
D-Train, we love you.
Love you too, fella.
Talk to you later, pal. There he goes.
Later, Junior.
Yeah, see you, Hollywood.
God, what a great guy.
He is a great guy.
Yeah, he's just fantastic.
Continuing to do a solid.
He's got it. He's great, just man. Got it going on.
Yeah,
man.
Great.
I'm so proud of him.
I know him and his kayak.
Let's do the local beat. because...
Yeah, shut that music off. It's loaded big time.
Does that bother you?
Yeah, it bothers me. I don't get any royal music.
This is the A-Team. Local beat.
I don't get any royal music.
Yeah, that's not royal
music. That's all fanfare.
I am not... My wife likes this. I know Junior likes this. The Facebook Marketplace. Now, I've gotten stuff off of it, but it still makes me uneasy because...
Is that where you met up with the guy that's in the Journey tribute band?
Yes, and I got his speakers. Went to his place. They're not coming to mine. Or you go and you meet up in a parking lot or something. It's just...
A lot of people get shot doing that, don't they?
This is what I'm saying. There's a generation of people that love the marketplace because they can get a lot of good stuff. And sometimes there is good stuff on the market. But it's the exchange of money and goods that still, it doesn't sit right with me.
Because even if it works out well, that's luck. Because you don't know who you're going to meet.
Case in point. And I guess it's according
now,
to...
Now, in your case, you got lucky.
I got lucky.
And met with a star
yeah.
who was a member of a Journey tribute band.
Yep. Now, this happened to us at the radio station, but this happened to a guy using Facebook Marketplace, and then a few other instances. This is from NBC2. Saw the headline this morning. Thief takes Cape Coral man's motorcycle for test drive and never returns.
We know that song.
Yep. Cape Coral. A Cape Coral man got taken for a ride when someone who went for a test drive on his Harley Davidson motorcycle never came back. According to the Cape Coral Police Department, the buyer and seller first began talking about making a transaction for the bike on Facebook Marketplace. The potential buyer and victim met at a public location to test drive the bike. That according to police. The suspect even went as far as leaving his car and ID. We don't know if they're legitimate. At the meetup location, but never came back with the bike. Cape Coral Police Department.
So he basically traded the car and the ID for the motorcycle.
Yeah. Cape Coral Police Department. Well, he didn't. The motorcycle didn't last long. He probably shouldn't have made the purchase, but he didn't. He rode away with it. Probably a good on that count too, because Cape Coral Police were called after the buyer was missing for 2 hours for the test drive. The report states that the bike was found broken down at a Cape Coral gas station. He had to abandon the bike.
Yeah, no big deal. Just call an Uber. Call it a day.
Yeah.
They can't all be diamonds.
I don't like this marketplace stuff. I really don't. You don't know who's doing what. Yeah, a bike broke down at a Cape Coral gas station. And the police say, thefts like these are becoming more common. Example, Tyson Ogavilla said he uses Facebook Marketplace for a majority of his furniture purchases. He said he had a close call recently when he was trying to sell a work truck for the company he works for. He said, I sold a van for the company I work for, and he drove off for kind of a long time. I was going to call the police if he didn't come back pretty soon. I was pretty much out of luck if he didn't come back. He adds the driver did come back.
You know, that might be helpful if you're going to do that, to have an agreement ahead of time as to how long they're going to be gone so yeah. you don't get the cops called if somebody's not doing anything wrong.
And don't trust them if they leave a car and hand you an ID. and you know what? I'm only going to be gone for about 5 minutes, test it out. Well, then what happens when 10, 15 minutes come? He still got whatever you got. I don't like it. Now, the Fort Myers Police Department, although this happened in Cape Coral, Fort Myers chimed in, said, and this kind of makes sense, they urge anyone hoping to complete an online transaction, do it in front of their downtown Fort Myers station. Let's meet in front of the police station. We'll make the exchange there. At least you know you got a safe site and there are police officers around. Unbelievable. Yeah, hey, go ahead, sure. Take the bike for a test drive. We gave a motorcycle away once. This about 20 years ago.
It was like an episode of WKRP.
Guy, we do the drawing. The guy wins the Harley-Davidson bike.
And he won, and he legitimately. Won
fair and square. But the dealership wanted to get the paperwork in order and all of that.
And what happened was... We're doing a live broadcast, and we're going, hey, how do you feel? Oh, my God, it feels just great. Is this really my bike? It sure is, buddy. He throws it in gear and disappears.
He went all the way to Lehigh Acres.
He was so excited that he just hauled ass.
Gone. Nobody knew where he went. We were like calling the dealership was like calling his house.
His mother.
Eventually, I guess hours later, after we had all called it a night, he came back. But for a few hours,
he didn't think he was doing anything wrong.
No.
It just didn't occur to him that
I might
have to sign something.
Goes all the way to Lehigh Acres from Fort Myers.
But he did. And we're the ones broadcasting. He goes, yeah. Is this really my bike?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's your bike.
When we come back, we're going to give you a chance to win. We're going to play Stan's.
And you and I remember looking at each other going, holy.
What's going on? Because the general manager of the bike dealership is going, what the hell just happened?
Flames coming out of his head.
There he goes, and he was losing it.
And I'm standing there, and I'm going, look, the guy's just excited. He's going to go around the block. He'll
be
right back.
Nope. With no tags or registration.
Mm-hmm. And at that point, you go, for my buddy Haney, I'm Stan.
96K Rec, let's get out of here.
Let's go.
Let's go. We'll be back. Stan and Haney.
Stan and Haney. 96 K-Rock.
That's about right. Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Going to give you a chance to win here in just a second. We're 30 minutes away from your first look at traffic news headlines with Mark Haney, 4 o'clock fluffer, your emails. Hour away from our question of the week, something that we do on Thursdays. You have the right answer because it's your answer. It's not a yes or no answer. You got it. And this one, let me just say that it is a question that you are probably reminded of every day. That's the only hint I'm going to give you about the question of the week. Junior has been sulking ever since D-Train was on.
Yeah. Always takes the wind out of his sails. Yeah. I don't get it. I think he'd be inspired.
You'd think. Absolute Law text line. When's D-Train's birthday so we can have a real celebration?
Who cares? Who cares? Jesus Christ.
You know, it's good for you to have a role model.
It is.
Yeah, role model.
Do you have a role model?
Do I have a role model? Hell no, me.
Mm-hmm. You have any friends?
No. I'll tell you one thing, definitely not D-Train.
Oh, come on. He's been nothing but nice to you.
Yeah, it's that fake Hollywood niceness.
You know, speaking of nothing but nice, Randy Bailey showed up today.
Yes, he did.
Yes, he did.
And gave Junior, Haney, and I Moog shirts for the
the Moog manufacturer.
Yeah, he gave me an LGBTQ Moog shirt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a rainbow kind of thing.
Yeah, rainbow shirt.
Because I'm progressive.
Whatever. Thank you, Randy Bailey.
Yeah, not thank you, D-Train.
He's giving you an 8x10 autographed picture. Headshot. Glossy, glossy silver Sharpie.
Yeah, the fantastic. I'll make sure to go hang that up in someone else's studio.
Instead of being just so blatantly jealous of him.
I'm not blatantly jealous. Do I sound jealous to you? Does this sound like jealousy to you?
Yeah. Let's play Stan's What's on the List.
I don't get it.
Neither do I.
I mean.
Yeah, definitely not jealous. Don't call me jealous, man.
Obviously, if D-Train was still available, we'd prefer him to produce the show.
Oh, naturally.
But he's not available. And so we're happy to have you here.
Right. I get compared to trash. I'm not above trash.
What are you, alluding to the fact that he kayaks and picks up trash?
Yeah, he goes out on his kayak and says, hey, look at all this trash. Let me pick it up and show you.
He's raising awareness.
Here's a plastic unicorn. Oh, let me throw this back.
Yeah, I think it's on NBC, too. He's going around his kayak. Oh, here's another bag of Junior.
Yep. Yeah, he's raising awareness. Yeah. Isn't that important? Awareness.
Yeah, on all the trash out there.
Yeah, well, you're raising awareness right now.
Yeah, I know.
On certain things.
Yep. Play a game.
I'm going to.
All right, let's do it.
We're going to play Stan's What's on the List. Top 10 answers on the board. You answer one of the questions or one of the answers on our top 10 list. You're going to go and win a prize. And here's what we have available.
You know, I'm sure he would mentor you.
He tried. We have tickets to the Mighty Muscles August 3rd game. That's the half price night. We have $50 to the pewter mug. We have Stan and Haney flags. We have Babacusaw. We got Stan bobbleheads. One pair of tickets to Welcome to Rockville. One pair. And I also have a pair of tickets. This sounds fun. A pair of tickets to Pure Florida Sightseeing. It's a sightseeing cruise for two boating out of Tin City down in Naples. And you go out, a nice sunset, nice sightseeing.
You want to go to a baseball game with me?
Sure.
Because I was thinking what might be fun is for you and I to go to the baseball game.
Yeah.
And I'd pick a random woman out of the crowd and invite her up on top of the dugout and ask her to marry me. Just see what happens.
No, I'll pass. I'll pass on that.
Because that's always fun.
Yeah, that's always fun. Usually they know somebody.
Why don't you ask D-Train to go with you? I'm sure he would.
He'd drive.
Let's play Stan's What's on the List. I'll release the phones after I give you the category. We know this kind of firsthand. We see it every day. A new survey found that the average person is only productive for a total of 3 days a week.
Well, this was explained to you years ago.
And when it's hot outside, with temperatures the way they are right now, they say productivity drops down to 2.5 days a week.
Because it's hot.
Survey was done and asked people, all right, you know, you got the Johnson report coming up.
Johnson.
But, you know, your productivity level is down to absolutely nothing. Well, there's a reason behind it. And I have the top 10 reasons you're not being productive. Top 10 reasons you're not being productive. These are things all around you. And, of course, things you can do to yourself as well. Causing you not to be productive. 277-9600. Phone lines open.
Junior's going to make this all about him.
I think he's going to hopefully stay out of this. Now, if
I'm
something,
not going to say nothing. Something unless rings, you keep talking to me. Like
something
this.
Rings a bell, you know, feel free. Recent survey done found out these are the top 10 reasons people just aren't productive when they've got to get things done. And they're all around us, and some you make yourself. Ahoy, who's this?
Hey, it's Steven.
Steven, what is something that hurts our productivity?
Just straight laziness.
Laziness is a good one. Let me see if it's on the board. Because all of these things, we get lazy. No, did not make the top 10. There's something similar to that. But all of these things on here basically will make us lazy. Ahoy, who's this?
Yeah, this is Mike.
Mike, what do you think's in the top 10?
Lack of sleep.
Number one answer, the lack of sleep. You don't get enough sleep, you're not going to be productive at work. What would you like, buddy?
That cruise sounded nice.
Pure Florida sightseeing. Yep, hold on. That's how the game's played right there. Not getting enough sleep, by far, the number one answer of not being productive. There are nine others. Name one of them and get yourself a prize. Ahoy, who's this?
Tommy.
Tommy, what do you think's on here?
Playing on social media.
Playing on social media. Let me see. No, did not make the list. Now, something at work can cause you to wind up going onto social media because you're something and not being productive. 2779600. Getting a bad night's sleep. That's the one that's been gotten so far. Ahoy, who's this?
This is Chrissy.
Chrissy, what do you think's on this list?
I think preoccupied with family issues at home.
Yep, number seven on the board. Being distracted by personal issues. Personal issues. It could be at home. You're dealing with the kids, the wife, the husband. You are right. What would you like?
Please tell me the guy before me didn't take the Welcome to Rockville ticket.
He did not. Would you like to go to Welcome to Rockville?
I sure would.
All right, hold on. Something tells me she likes to party.
Mm-hmm. But she goes to work, too.
Yes, she does. I can say this benignly. I was trying to locate a friend of mine once, and I knew this couple where he was probably visiting, and they liked to have a good time.
Mm-hmm.
And I called their house, and I said, "It's time for my friend to come home." And they took it as an affront. The wife did. Hey, who do you think we are? As well, you sound pretty drunk right now. Who do you think we are? You know what? We like to party. Yeah, we like to party, but we go to work, too. Well, I'm not coming at you or anything, sweetheart. Just tell me where my buddy is.
The drunk on your couch is who we need.
Yeah. 2779600.
The guy passed out in your living room? Yeah. He needs to get a little bit of that work ethic there, honey.
That go get him attitude. Like you got, bitch. Ahoy, who's this?
Theron.
What's your first name?
Theron. T-H-E-R-O-N. Theron.
Okay, hey, Theron, how are you?
How's it going?
We've got getting a bad night's sleep. We've got being distracted by personal issues. These are things that would go and not make you productive.
Yes, sir.
What do you think?
Smoking marijuana.
No. not specifically on the list. Some of these, and I'm going to give you a little hint right now. Keep in mind, it wasn't guys that just took this survey. They had to include what you would think to be some women answers. And I'm not talking about that they're on that time of the month or anything. It's just, you know what? Toughen up a little bit. You're not being productive because why?
Cramps.
No, none of that stuff. No lady problems on this. I don't think. No.
Because you'd think,
but no. Those, you know, they'll talk amongst themselves about it, but mm-hmm. they won't go and answer that in a survey. Ahoy, who's this?
Suzanne.
Suzanne, what do you think's on here? Things that prevent us from being productive.
Hungover.
Number 10 on the board. You like to party, don't you?
Oh, you know it. I live in Southwest Florida.
But you go to work, too, don't you?
I certainly do.
Absolutely. What would you like?
I'm sorry, could you remind me what's left?
Let's see what's left. Mighty Muscles, Pewter Mug, Stan and Haney Flags, Barbecue Sauce, Stan Bobblehead.
Pewter Mug, please.
Yes, hold on.
Boy, I wish it was still fun to party.
It's not fun for me anymore.
No.
I go and have one or two drinks, and then I'm done. And Stan, what are you leaving now? You only been here 40 minutes. No, I'm done. wasn't always like that.
No, it wasn't.
Was not.
No.
Yeah, but you and I both have been on, like, you know, 18-hour benders.
Yeah.
Those days are long gone. Ahoy, who's this?
This is Josh.
Josh, what do you think's on this list? Things that make us less productive.
Co-workers at work bugging you or just...
Yeah. Oh, yep. Number 3 on the board. Your co-workers distracting you, talking to you. And I think it goes in waves because I can be in the office and go weeks on end. Nobody wants to, you know, come into the office. And then a day that I really got to get things done, it's a revolving door going into the office of everybody wanting to stop and chat, talk about something else, and you get nothing done. What would you like?
Do you still have Pewter Mug left?
I do. Hold on.
Great. Thank
and you. If you don't engage, you're a dick.
Yup. Let's go over this list.
That's why you're known as Mr. Nice Guy.
I try to be polite to everybody. They don't get the hint when I don't want them around.
They really don't. They think you enjoy it.
It's just there's a lot of people, and this is an example of this office, but I'm sure it's an example of offices all over the country. A lot of people come to the office, and bosses like it to a limit, but they come to the office to socialize. I mean, we've got a prime example of what it was going down the hallway just a moment ago. They come to socialize. Yeah, I like to say hi to you in the hallway. I'll have a quick little stop and chat with you. But I'm not going to go and just make it my point that here I am at work. I'm going to go and socialize. Let me get done what I got to get done. And then when I'm done with what I got to get done, I'm going to go home into the bosom of my family.
Yeah. As soon as possible.
As soon as possible. A recent survey was done, found the average person is only productive a total of 3 days a week. That is worse when it's hot outside like it is now. It goes down to 2.5 days. Survey was done. What are the things that make you lose productivity that just, you know, you don't get anything done? Number 10, yes, it was being hungover for you partiers. Number 9. It's too cold in the office. I gotta have my sweater on. It's too cold. Can't get anything done. I'm sitting here shivering. I'm shivering. Number 8. This does affect me when I'm hungry. My body clock goes off. It's time for lunch. Feeling hungry, you're not gonna get anything done. Number 7. Being distracted by personal issues. Number 6. Somebody said, going on social media at work. Well, why do you do that? Because you don't have enough to do and you're bored. Number 6, boredom. Number 5, can't get anything done. You try to close the door. You try to put on headphones. It's a noisy office. There's 15 different things going on and you can hear them all. Something that affects Haney an awful lot when he's in the building. Can't get anything done if you got computer problems.
If you can't get online to get your stuff done, it's going to hurt your productivity. And then he's told, well, if you don't have so many things running in the background, and what did you do to get these viruses? Number three.
The junior did it.
Yep. Well, he's the main culprit. Your coworkers distracting you, talking with you. Number two. This is the number two reason. Haney and I kind of understand this. It's the exact opposite of being too chilly and I need a sweater. The damn building's too hot.
Mm-hmm.
Cool it down.
That's legitimate.
And that is legitimate. Well, why do you want it so cold in here? As I always say, you can put a sweater on. You don't want me taking my shirt off.
That's less than ideal.
Yep. Junior got all bent out of shape because Haney and I did a show with shirtless. Remember, you were appalled.
Yeah, it was disgusting. It was nothing but dough in
you
that
wanted,
room.
You wanted, no, it was you wanted it warm.
It confused him. He didn't know what he was feeling.
Haney was doing like a little strip tease.
He was not.
It was awkward.
No.
No, that just shows that's your perception.
Yep. That was one of the days I was most comfortable in here, shirtless.
Mm-hmm.
Number one, it's by far getting a bad night's sleep. We're going to take a break.
Is crucial.
Yeah, you know that.
And you know what? I'd like to help people.
What's that?
Here's a good day for you.
Yeah.
And you won't appreciate it until I point it out. And I'll just give you one.
Okay.
Today's the day where the AAA batteries in your main remote don't fail right as you're sitting down to eat dinner and you have to go through several different drawers to find like a couple of stray AAAs because you don't use AAAs for anything else. And then it's lodged in there and you got to take a butter knife to get the damn batteries out of there. And
did that happen last night too?
Yeah. And I thought, you know what? Most of the time this doesn't happen. So I should celebrate every day that this doesn't happen.
Yep.
Like every day that the toilet doesn't overflow or the washing machine's messed up.
Well, you're putting too much stuff down that toilet.
That's what's making you grateful today?
Yeah.
It's the little things, Junior.
You know what? The water heater didn't explode.
Yes. Like a waterfall.
Yep.
Stan and Haney, 96K Rock.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
The radio miracle so powerful it can strip paint. It's so gentle it's been approved by the FDA for use in baby food. Stan and Haney on 96K Rock.
Stan and Haney here. Thank you for joining us. We're going to get you updated on traffic, news, headlines with Mark Haney. 4 o'clock fluffer, your emails. Question of the week in about 30 minutes. And right before Mark Haney in the news, just after 5, a chance for you to get a key in our 96 Keys of Summer. Listen for your cue to call in. Ninth caller will get a key that could start their Indian motorcycle from Stu's Motorcycles in Fort Myers. Again, that happens right before Haney's news, just after 5 o'clock.
Did Junior locate my Night Ranger headphones?
Yeah, any luck on the Night Ranger headphones?
No, I couldn't find them.
I'll look. I'll give me tonight. I'll look. Let's get you updated on traffic for your drive home. It's brought to you by Firehouse Subs.
Wonder, do they make them ones that have like LED lights in them?
I'm sure you can customize them. Three Lee County locations.
Something that would be really distracting to you?
Fort Myers. Fort Myers and Cape Coral. Yeah, you'd love that.
Oh, there's going to be a price to pay.
We got three things on the board. Fort Myers, all of them. Got a crash, Daniels Parkway and Gateway Boulevard. Then we have a crash, Alico Road and Domestic Avenue.
And what sounds so pleasant.
Yep, doesn't it, though?
Where do you live?
Domestic. Crash, 2600 block of Estero Boulevard. And you... Oh, I'm sorry, that's on Fort Myers Beach.
Check that.
Check that, Estero Boulevard, Fort Myers Beach. Coming up in less than 1 hour, it'll be the newscast of record with Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney. He is the news. What can you expect? Well, Haney's got today's headlines for you. This is what's going to be coming up, and they're brought to you by our friends at Coastal Cooling. Ron, you guys do great work.
Yes, they do. Coming up in less than an hour on the news, we will have some things for you you did not know.
Okay.
We have a list of the top 10 items people are embarrassed to purchase in person.
That would be jock itch cream.
That type of thing, yeah. You're right on track there. Yeah. Everyone has a dream.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to judge your dream, even if I think it's silly.
Right.
Some people like the board game Clue.
You know what? Even as a kid, I never played it.
Me neither. But the house that inspired Clue can be yours for a mere $1.4 million.
Really? Well, I guess in today's day and age, a bargain.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, when Jeff Bezos is just handing out $100 million for no reason. Taco Bell is giving out free tacos all day.
Today?
Yeah. But a lot of restrictions.
Oh, well, I can't be bothered.
Parents love this hack that lets you make 12 sandwiches at once. And finally, we'll have all the details on how eventually Crackhead Chris gets blamed for everything.
Everything.
These stories and much, much more unfortunate nonsense coming your way in less than an hour on the news.
Mark, thank you. Laughter. It's very important. That's why we now bring to you the 4 o'clock fluffer. Mark?
Stan?
Everyone?
Honey, I'm home.
Hi.
Ladies?
Are you a bad cook? With that in mind, we bring you today's list for the...
Of the... For the... For the or of the...
I don't care.
Top.
What?
Tips for improving your cooking skills.
Top tips for improving your cooking skills. Less Old Bay.
Shut up, Stan.
For more enthusiastic reviews, sprinkle every dish with a dash of crack. Right, Chris? Just tell yourself that microwaving cold pizza counts as cooking.
Oh, there you go. There it is.
Make sure you keep the sea salt separate from the bath salt. Always serve vegetables.
Oh, yeah.
But only if they're first deep fried and wrapped in bacon.
You refer to me as Fatty McFatFat?
If you lose a finger in a grinder, take time to stop and remove it.
Yep.
Find someone you don't like very much as your taste tester. Yep.
I just got my head started.
Yeah, here, try this, sweetheart. Make you feel better.
And finally, the very top tip for improving your cooking skills.
Yes.
Wear an apron with a whimsical saying like, kiss the cook or COVID isn't real.
But I am not one of those women. I'm a smoker and I go tanning. Yeah. So this is 35.
No,
want
it's
you
not.
All to be aware.
I've taken a look at you. It's not even close to what 35 is.
Elvis has left the building.
That's it, man.
Whatever works for you, you be you.
Email. You can email us ahoy@stanandhaney.com.
What?
Are we out of tissues?
Yes.
That's a problem.
I have a freshly opened box that's on our desk. Why, are you completely out over
there's
there?
There's just one left.
I'll bring the other one in. And then that is the end. This is from David, and we talked about this earlier, but it affected him in a certain way. Ahoy, gentlemen. Have you? I've heard in the past Haney sing the praises of Night Ranger. And in all things music, Haney's word is good as gold. I just read that article about Night Ranger deliberately breaking the rules sent to them by Prince's management regarding how they were allowed to interact with him, not allowed to interact with him. The whole article was pretty funny, but remembering Haney talk about his fondness for Night Ranger made it all the more amusing. It was like reading about somebody you know. You guys are probably familiar with the story, but it was definitely a great laugh and a great story. Signed, David.
Night Ranger is just beyond awesome.
This, and Junior will know what I'm talking about on this next email. And I have zero problems with our listeners. Zero. Some of them have problems with us.
And I find that hard to believe.
And I thought this guy was pretty cool. Remember when we were doing the story about the two guys that found the fossils in the Wakaiva River? Remember the mammoth tooth and the mammoth leg bone? And
yeah.
There was a guy that contacted us. And since he doesn't use his name here, although I see it in the title, the email address, it's him. Guy contacted us and said, you know, I find these fossils all the time. I'd like to give you guys some of the fossils that, because he works like a backhoe or a cherry picker at construction sites and finds a lot of this stuff. And we said, we'd love that. That would be awesome. Thank you very much. And he said, well, I work until like 5:30. I can't get to your place until 6 o'clock. Junior, one day, when this guy said he was coming, waited, I think, about a good 40 minutes after we left so he would not miss us. Guess he contacted, yep, I'm going to be... Never showed up. Never heard a word from him again until I get this email. And I'm assuming he must have been listening to best of shows when we were on vacation. But he writes this. I'll just call him the fossil guy. I have been in this town as long as you have. I have always enjoyed your show. Seems like you've been mailing it in these days. And guys, the Trump train thing is really a disappointment. But I guess everybody's gotta eat.
What is he talking about?
I have no idea. I'm assuming that it was a best of show from years ago. I don't think I've mentioned Trump in 6 months.
No, and we won't until August when he takes office.
Correct. You know anything about this?
No.
Okay.
Did you put Trump stuff on best of?
I mean, it might have been mentioned a couple times. It wasn't anything heavy.
Well, evidently.
What are we? Fossil guy? We're mailing it in. Well, literally for 2 weeks we did when we were on vacation. And Trump stuff, please. Ladies and gentlemen, The Guardian.
Jesus.
Ahoy, gentlemen. Stan, were you able to find out what Meg wrote? Nope.
No, they won't let us.
She sent an email today, but I don't know if it had what...
Triggered.
Yeah, I was very surprised that she got censored and not me.
Well, you need to step it up.
Yeah, come on. I'd be the first one to admit you got triggered there, Guardian. I'm very curious about what she said. Did you see all of this BS with the government and the radical group trying to change our schools? Their name escapes me for the moment. Guardian, it's the Abolitionist Teaching Network.
Aren't they lovely?
They're well-organized and hell-bent on changing the education system. There was so much pushback, they are altering the information in their booklet. In the booklet, they were urging schools to take some money from their COVID fund to implement programs that will change education forever. God help us. You guys are the best. Signed, The Guardian.
He's done it again!
When we come back, we're going to open up the phone lines. We'll send it around the horn in here. And then we'll open up the phone lines, get your answer to our question of the week. We'll read the question of the week, give you a chance to phone in as we do traffic, and then we'll take your calls, 277-9600. Our question of the week is next. We're Stan and Haney.
With the 11th pick in the NFL draft, the Miami Dolphins select
Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody, Stan and Haney. We'll get you updated on traffic here in just a second. 30 minutes away from Mark Caney in the news.
So the bear can sense when you're running low on
ammo. Bears are smart.
Yeah.
But time now for our question of the week. This is an audience participation telephone call, not text, because I can't read them all. Can't be done. This is where we pick up the phone and talk to you. If the lines are busy, know that when we finish with a caller.
Caller-generated talk radio.
That it frees open a line. I'll pose the question of the week. We'll do some traffic, and then we'll take your phone calls.
We'll phone it in and talk about Trump.
Yeah, according to that guy. Here's our question of the week. I don't know if you noticed when you were in school. I don't know how it is today, but when Haney and I were in school, elementary school, middle school, there was always a kid around there that had a broken arm.
Oh, always.
Always a kid that
there was always at least one.
With a broken arm.
Mm-hmm.
That leads me to our question of the week, and I
sometimes
think,
it was a broken leg, yep, but usually it was a broken arm.
This is something that you probably don't even have to think about because you know and you live with it every day. Our question of the week, do you still have a mark or scar from a childhood injury? And what happened? 277-9600. A lot of mishaps when you're kids. A lot of close calls. Do you have a mark or a scar from a childhood injury? And what happened? 277-9600. We'll take your phone calls after we take a look at traffic. Brought to you by Firehouse Subs. 3 Lee County locations, Fort Myers, Cape Coral. I'm not going to go over all of them, but I've got a few.
I got my favorite.
Okay. We'll start in North Fort Myers. Got a crash. 121 Pondella Road is the address of that crash. Then we have a disabled vehicle, Fort Myers side, Midpoint Bridge, westbound. And you are up to date. We'll have another traffic update right before Mark Haney and the news. Our question of the week. You know, you knew the kids. There was always somebody there with a broken arm.
What am I doing?
I don't know. Do you still have a mark or a scar from a childhood injury, and what happened? Yes. Well, I got the scar from my leg when I stepped in the deep fryer. That was when I was 16.
Yeah.
When I was about 13, I got kicked in the groin by a horse.
I thought that was a mule for some reason.
No, it was a horse on a lead. And a car came by and blew its horn, and the thing went up and kicked me. I have here still a scar when I got hit in the head with a hockey puck. That was fun. And then when I was very small, I don't remember it, but and it still goes across my tongue. I was a little kid and nearly bit my tongue off. And the story goes, my mom and dad were taking me to the hospital, and they had to keep picking up the tongue and putting it back in my mouth. Yep.
That's a good sight gag.
But the doctor said, don't worry about it. The tongue heals very easily. And it did, but I still got the mark across my tongue where I evidently, as a toddler, I bit into my tongue. Those are just a few of the scars. Haney, you still have a mark or scar from a childhood injury? What happened?
Here, I'm going to show you.
All right. This is almost like a Quentin Hooper showing their scars when they were after Jaws.
See that?
Yeah. What is that? That's you got a little scar on your hand, on the heel of your hand. I mean, it's a noticeable scar. It's small, but it's noticeable.
Now, just imagine that was where the bite was taken out of it. It was just gone.
What bit you? Because that is a noticeable scar.
That is from when I was 10 years old, and I saved my little brother from something far worse than this happening to me, because the size of his hand, I mean, it could have taken a finger or something.
What was it?
We had a table that... you could, it had brackets so that you could make the table bigger. Yeah. And then when you weren't using it for that, you could let it down.
Yeah.
And they locked hard into place. And I could see that my little brother was just about to put his hand like right between it, trying to put the table up by himself.
And you stuck your hand in there to stop it.
I slapped his hand out of the way and that thing bit me.
You took the bullet.
It locked onto my hand, and I was so stunned because it took a second for my dad to figure it out, because it was locked into place with my hand, and he was trying to get it to unlock. Once he got it unlocked and I pulled my hand away, there's like a chunk of my hand is gone.
Did you need a stitch or anything?
Based on the fact that it's still here, I probably could have used one, but I didn't, because I just sat there and I'm staring at the hole in my hand, and I almost passed out, but I didn't, and so we just put a Band-Aid on
it. There we go. Junior, a mark or scar from your childhood. You still got it? What happened?
So I was playing horsey on my dad's boat hitch. When I was very, very tiny, a toddler, and I got the scar right here, I fell down off of it.
He's looking at right where his arm bends.
No, there's like a little mark right here. It's not as noticeable as it used to be, but it's still there. And a twig went straight into my arm, and it like you could see the bone and ligament and everything. It was pretty bad.
You'll never forget.
Yeah, yep. You're always surprised when something like that happens.
Yeah, look, that's in me.
Yeah. And I remember a stick going through my leg once.
Yep.
Luckily, I had a couple of beers in me, and it didn't bother me as much.
Just pulled it right back out.
I said, get that out of there.
Put a tourniquet.
Pour some beer on it.
Question of the week. Do you still have a mark
tingles.
Or scar from a childhood injury? What happened? Let's go to the phones, 277-9600. Remember, when we finish with a caller, line opens up.
I got to be honest with you. I did not think that this was going to be with me the rest of my life.
Yeah, it's a friendly reminder is what they call it. Ahoy, who's this?
Oh, ahoy, Stan. It's Greg.
Well, Greg, what mark or scar?
When I was in third grade, I had a Christmas break, and I rode my bike down a large hill where they were clearing a lot next to the house I lived in, and the handlebar for my bike went into my thigh.
Ooh,
so ouch.
I got a 4-inch scar there with a bunch of stitch marks.
So how deep did it go into your thigh?
About halfway. It went in between two major veins, so I didn't have any major bleeding, but I got very lucky. And it still looks pretty gnarly.
Yeah, man, but it's a great story to tell, ain't it?
yeah, it's a pretty good one.
277-9600.
You know, when you really stop and think about all of the accumulated damage, there's a lot.
There's a lot. Ahoy, who's this?
Glenn, the chip guy.
Hey, Glenn, how are you? Turn your radio down, buddy.
It's off, my friend.
All right, pal. A scar or a mark from your childhood that you still have? What happened?
I was in shop class, in body shop class, and a piece of the frame machine fell off and cut my big toe off.
Cut it off?
Cut it off, and they sewed it back on, and it's like a piece of rubber right now.
That had to be a lot of blood.
Oh, my gosh. I went to a Catholic hospital, and the nurses kept walking by me, and all the nuns kept walking by me, and I had this big pool of blood underneath my seat, and I was, getting all white. And the one nurse came over and said, oh, my gosh, they took my blood pressure. I was about dead.
Yeah, man, oh, that's your big toe. And they were able to sew it back on, but evidently circulation's not going. It didn't take.
Yeah, it's on there, but it's,
like rubber.
Just dead.
It's not pretty at all.
See you later, buddy.
You know, that makes for such a great day at school when something like that happens.
How do you figure?
Well, I just remember how it made it such an exciting day when the shop teacher cut his pinky off.
Oh, I told you, there was a kid that got his arm completely mutilated in shop class with the there was these big belts that used to go, I don't know if it was for the air filtration system kid, and the teacher always said whoever did something got to turn off the big belts. Kid got his arm caught right in. All I remember was him running them down the hallway. Didn't see him again. Ahoy, who's this?
This is Shane.
Shane, do you still have a mark or scar from a childhood injury, and what happened?
More than I can count.
Yeah.
I was always getting hurt.
So you were that kid in school that always had the broken arm.
Yeah, actually, between the ages of 3 to 6, the hospital knew me by a first name basis and almost called Child Protective Services.
Yeah, no kidding. They'd probably call the parents. Boy, him again?
Yep. Luckily, we had a family member that worked at the hospital and cleared it all out for us.
Everybody sign your cast?
Yeah. Both times I broke my leg.
Oh, now give me one time on how you broke your leg.
Well, it was actually my sister and my cousin that broke it. We had one of those old school trampolines that was like a rectangle, not a circle.
Yes.
And it had a carrying thing that came out to the side, almost like a triangle, so you could pick up and move it around.
Uh-huh.
I was 5. My sister and my cousin were about 8. And they were jumping off the trampoline onto the ground, over it. And I was like, well, I could do that. They're like, oh, no, you can't. You're too small. And I was like, oh, yeah, watch this. And I did it. Got trapped between the springs and that little metal triangle part. I'm hanging there by my right leg upside down. My aunt's vacuuming her car out, probably 10 feet away from us with her back to us. My sister and my cousin freaked out, went to go pull me down, and when they pulled me, they snapped my knee at the growth plate on my right leg.
Now, to this day, with that, can you tell the weather?
Actually, I can. My leg actually really hurts.
You're
but the best
lucky.
Part about it, no one thought it was broke. So I went a full day, and when I would straighten my leg out, I would just scream bloody murder, and my mother told me to stop being a baby.
Yeah, well, that's how things were done.
Yeah. Next day, she's like, you know what? He won't stop crying. I'll take him in. Took me to the hospital. They're like, yeah, it's broke right here.
277-9600. That's how it was back in the day.
This whole generation will never know that feeling. Because no one would ever believe you were hurt. Ever.
Ever. That's the truth.
Stop your crying.
Shake it off. 277-9600.
Junior couldn't survive in that world.
Well, he on so many different levels. Getting beat up at school.
Mm-hmm.
You know, having to go overnight with a broken leg.
Yep.
One of my first memories was me tumbling down the stairs. We had a two-story house. My dad was on the couch drinking a rum and coke.
Yeah.
And I was sitting at the bottom of the stairs crying because I did tumbles. He was just like, quiet.
277-9600. Ahoy, who's this? Ahoy. Bye. Ahoy, who's this?
Hey, ahoy, Stan and Haney. This is Dave with Blue Ice.
Hey, up here in Florida. Hey, Dave. How are you, buddy?
I'm well, thanks. Hey, listen. We were talking about that scars from childhood.
Yeah.
Well, up in Ridgefield High School up in Connecticut back in ninth grade, I was always the class clown and trying to get out of class for anything I could. And we were in science class, and it had those little, you know, like little four stations. And apparently I reached across the table, and this girl, which was really cute, by the way, thought I was trying to grab her or something, and she stabbed me with a pencil.
Oh, I still got a scar in my hand from when I got stabbed with a pencil.
Yeah, right smack in my hand. I said, excuse me, teacher, I have to go to the nurse. She said, why? And I held up my hand. I said, because I got a pencil sticking out of it. She said, oh, okay, because she didn't believe that I was actually hurt.
No, they didn't back then.
No, the first thought is that you were a namby-pamby crybaby.
Yeah, I still have it in my hand right here. Brad Schomburg, still remember his name.
If it's not immediately life-threatening, nobody cared.
We were shooting baskets in the gym, and he thought it would. It didn't think, we were probably nine. He was shooting baskets and had a pencil in his hand as he was shooting. And I go up to block his shot, and he comes right down, and the pencil went right in. It literally pulled it out, and the lead still is in there. The graphite, I guess, is what it is. It's not lead. We called it lead.
You know, another one that I remember?
What?
Because everything was weird to me up north. Because we didn't have gym, per se, in Florida. Up there, because of the snow, they really invested in their gym. And so they were really into gymnastics and stuff like this. And I'd never done any gymnastics in my life. Had no frame of reference for anything. And they were of the opinion of, just throw him in there, he'll figure it out. And they had set up a little mini trampoline where you're supposed to get a running start, jump on the trampoline, and then do a triple somersault.
I don't know that they did that in school. Jump on a trampoline and do a triple somersault.
All the kids were doing it.
I don't know about that.
They had been raised with this.
Try to do one somersault.
That's my point.
It sounds like Russia.
Yeah. Well, that's what it was like. And this was fifth grade.
What the hell?
All the kids.
You were in the wrong class.
All the kids that were doing this, they've been doing it since kindergarten. And I'm expected to keep up with them. And so I kept telling them, I don't know how to. I don't have a frame of reference. I don't. I see them doing it. That doesn't mean I can do it. It means you can do it. Now, you get a running start, you jump on the trampoline, and then you just spin.
They just did triple somersaults like that. Probably was first done maybe 10 years ago.
Sounds like Moscow Elementary School.
That's what it felt like. And so I get a running start, yeah. I go on the trampoline, and I'm taking their word for it that it'll just happen.
It doesn't.
And I went up in the air like Superman and landed.
On your back?
No.
Face,
I landed,
face plant?
I landed like Superman still flying. Just arms out to the side, knocked the wind out of me.
I don't know what the hell that is.
So it's not just me. That's not normal.
That's not normal.
Oh, you were in the KGB.
You were in some kind of advanced. No.
All of these kids could do it. Look, like it was nothing.
The extent that that went, you know, gymnastics and being in a gym, two different things. If you're in a gymnastics class, I feel bad for you. Now, they would introduce us, and we...
No, we played baseball and soccer in Florida.
And triple jump.
And then I go into this place, and it's like all these kids are Olympians, and I'm like, I don't know how to do that.
You were in the wrong place.
That is no... Yes, I was. That's no excuse. You just do it.
If you'd like to answer our question of the week, ahoy.
It's like, couldn't they have started me out on the ground?
There's something wrong with this story. Ahoy.
No, there's not.
There has to be. First of all, a triple somersault off a trampoline on it hasn't been done in the Olympics.
With a bunch of 9-year-olds holding the mat to catch you.
What mat?
Because you go up in the air and you land on the mat, and
the
kids
mats
are
on the ground.
No, they're holding the mat.
What were you in? Is this a dream you had?
They were like triple backflips on the beams.
No, these were weird
Pommel
people.
Horse. You were in the wrong class. They wouldn't go. But you'd be you could get paralyzed from the neck down.
That's Olympic training.
Why wouldn't they listen to me?
I don't know where you were. I don't know of anything like that, ever.
I thought that's what you did up north.
No!
I thought that's what you people
no!
did.
No! They had gymnasts that would go and do their own thing, but that wasn't class.
This was PE.
No! No!
This was Eastern Europe.
This had to be a bad dream. No!
It wasn't a bad dream. I wish it was.
We'll be back.
That whole thing was a bad dream.
Get ready. Qualifying in our 96 keys of summer coming up as well.
Maybe I was ended up in some alien town.
You must have been somewhere. I don't know. You're not Nadia Comaneci.
I tried to tell them that.
You're not Mary Lou Retton.
I am just...
You tried to tell them that, but they forced you to off a board, do a triple somersault, and be caught by people holding the mats.
Kids.
No! I gotta get out of this!
I have to say, though, it is so cathartic, after all these years, to hear somebody go, no, that's weird.
That doesn't happen.
Happened to me.
Stan and Haney.
We couldn't be more proud to work for the Beasley Media Group. And we'd like to thank them for the indoor plumbing and the microphones. Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Stan and Haney, you just heard your cue to call. Caller 9 right now. Junior's manning the phones. Caller 9. Get themselves a key. A key that might start a brand new Indian motorcycle from Stu's Motorcycles in Fort Myers. If you don't get qualified now, you can get qualified with Maria weekdays, us weekdays, or you can register online or on the app or in person at Stu's on September 11th. More info at 96krock.com. Haney, Meg sent us a text where we might know why her email was triggered. The only time
they banned her.
That they banned her.
They would not let us see the email.
This might be the reason. She thinks it might be. She's already said she's going to try to send it again. Ahoy, guys. I sent you an email regarding Donald Rumsfeld. He passed away while we were on vacation. And I think the Telegram link that I sent and wanted Haney to see was possibly the trigger. I still have the email, and I'm going to try sending it again.
Please do. By the way, Stan.
Yeah.
I'd like you to just come here for one moment. Just for one moment, yes. Please. What? Because you think I'm insane.
Yeah. What's this? Physical education. This is at Haney's school when he was up in Pennsylvania. In kindergarten and first grade, we work on locomotor skill movement skills.
See the highlighted?
Yeah. Yogi. Frisbee. That's volleyball, sure. Hockey, soccer, dance, yoga, gymnastics.
I don't know what school they put you in, but you know what?
They had gymnastics. They had gymnastics stuff at my school, but those were for the gymnasts, not regular PE. Jeez, what did they do to you?
It, the whole thing was a horrible experience. Totally different culture. Like Junior said, it was like, you know, being behind the Iron Curtain.
You will do flip.
You do flip.
You do flip now.
What, are you useless?
You get no vodka.
You useless? You can do flip?
Who's our qualifier?
Our big qualifier is Bill of Naples.
Bill of Naples got himself a key. It might. Start that motorcycle at Stu's. Keep listening twice a day with Maria and with us, Stan and Haney.
I wonder if they still get away with that.
No! They didn't get away. We shouldn't have gotten away with it then. The 96 Keys of Summer. That's... Somebody was playing a cruel joke on you.
An adult.
There was no reason in the world. They probably said, oh, there's a Southern boy coming in. What's this little scrawny kid doing in the gymnastics class here, P.E.? Shouldn't he be over there playing, dodgeball or something? Oh, okay there, Marky.
Oh, I played dodgeball and all that,
sure.
Too.
Sure, and then they took you over there and do a triple flip off a springboard. And don't worry, the mats aren't on the floor to land. We're going to have kids hold it in the air for you as you do an Olympic triple somersault.
No, you come here, you jump off board.
And off board. As I hit that mat, they couldn't hold it. It did hit the ground.
Of course! You're having a flying human asking kids to hold a mat. You had a cruel joke played on you.
And I obviously landed on the floor. It knocked the wind out of me, and I'm trying to maintain consciousness, and all I can hear is everybody, including the adults, laughing their heads off.
You were set up. Let me ask you this.
Why would you set up?
Let me ask you this. Did they have you do it again?
No, they knew better.
Because they played a joke on you.
Because my parents showed up.
Darn right, and the joke was not funny anymore. You were played. Marky, little Marky boy.
He's a good boy. Well, why would somebody treat him like that?
Let's.
Sounds like Marky boy kind of deserved it a little bit.
Let's show him over here at Crestfield High how it's done. Let's get that little new
kid.
And
why would you say that, Junior?
I could see you as a younger man, and I could see how you want to get along with them.
Yankees?
Let me ask you.
The Yanks.
Hold it.
You bring up a good point.
The 1 year you lived in the Northeast in Pennsylvania.
Worst year of my life.
Did you have any friends?
Yes.
Okay. So you got along with people?
Like how many would you say?
Lifelong friends that you're still in touch with today?
Oh, absolutely not.
Okay. Enough said. They set you up. Those days there were cruel gym teachers. That I do know.
I would say I, at one point, probably had like 5 friends.
Well, that's more than Junior had.
More than he has now.
Yeah, that's about 5 more than what I have. Yeah.
Traffic brought to you by Firehouse Subs. 3 Lee County locations, Fort Myers and Cape Coral.
No, I wanted to forget all about that
place.
Well,
I think you should forget about it. You know what? Somebody's got Polaroids. Let's start North Fort Myers. Got a crash, Pondella Road and North Cleveland Avenue. In Lehigh Acres, crash, Columbus Boulevard and Antonio Street East. One more for you. It's still showing up on the board because it's Fort Myers Beach, and with a bum bombed out car disabled, it's causing a backup because they're still reporting it. Disabled vehicle, 2600 block of Estero Boulevard, Fort Myers Beach.
You know, I should call them up and give them a piece of my mind.
You should. And you are up to date. Mark Haney and the News, brought to you by Jason and Todd at the Diamond District, starts right now.
What bothers me is that I still don't think you believe me.
There was a time A time before
Well, now that cable. I know that they set you up, I believe you.
When the local anchor man reigned supreme.
That's a pure setup.
When people Why would you do that to a kid?
I don't know, but you know what? They probably all at the same school for, like you said, all those years, and the new kid comes in. Let's see what he's got. Let's show everybody that the South isn't going to do it again.
I still think it's a Russian training facility.
You know what? People better lay off picking on the South.
Well, they were picking on Marky Boy. You could have been from another state. They still would have done it to you.
Sounds like everyone else was
oh,
fine.
Yeah. They were like children of the corn people.
Yeah.
In other words, Mark Haney was the balls.
Hi, I'm Garrett Gutsch.
As soon as I got back to Florida, everything was fine.
Yeah, sure.
Mark Haney.
Go back in the woods and smoke.
Well, yeah, there was permanent damage done. Good afternoon. This is the news for today, Thursday. July 22nd.
Double M, double X, I.
Telling it like it is?
Yes!
I'm Mark Haney.
Yeah.
Time now for things you didn't know. I got knocked silly, Stan.
Evidently you did.
Wind knocked out of me. Yep. That's when they stopped laughing. Oh my God, is he dead?
Yep.
And when you're a kid and you can hear other kids saying that,
yes.
Is he dead?
That's when the joke ended for them. And that's probably why they were holding the mat up, because even when you go and tumble around, the mat, you land hard. So they were probably saying, hold the mat up, give him a little give when he goes and falls down. But it went horribly wrong for them. And then when they found out mom and dad were called, that made it all the worse. You were played.
Not only was it gymnastics, they were also teaching physics.
Yep.
Why?
You know
lesson on gravity.
I had a real good grasp of physics, and I tried to explain to them why this wouldn't work.
They didn't care. They didn't want to hear it. They wanted to watch the Southern boy fall.
Is that how you Yankees are?
No! No! That's how some gym teachers are.
It's all about inertia.
Will you please, Mr. Science over there?
Well, I know you know one side of inertia real well. Time now for things you didn't know.
Zingaroo!
We all remember the classic film Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory.
Darn right, great Gene Wilder.
What do you suppose the chocolate river was actually made out of?
Probably food coloring.
Well, they weren't.
Or mud.
They weren't very imaginative. It was made out of actual chocolate.
Yeah.
The chocolate river was real. Too real. Because it spoiled during filming and smelled absolutely horrid by the time the movie wrapped.
Did not know that.
Rotting chocolate.
Wow.
You never know when some random occurrence is going to create a new standard. Instant replay started at the 1960 Winter Olympics in Squaw Valley, California. Completely improv. It occurred to the judges that they could ask CBS if they could review the tape of the event to see if a skier had missed a gate on the slalom. We're just, hey, they recorded this.
Yeah,
couldn't
let's
we
take a look.
And that gave CBS the idea to show replays on everything.
Makes perfect sense. That's how a lot of that stuff's discovered.
Hmm. That's not that impressive. I'll skip that.
Okay.
You know, these days, purchasing things is easier than it has ever been.
That's true.
And that means that there are certain purchases where people are willing to make the purchases online, even when it doesn't make economic sense, to save themselves embarrassment. There are certain things we're just a little uncomfortable.
Sure.
Taking up to the checkout counter and buying.
Like jock itch cream.
75% of people admitted they try to hide embarrassing items among a larger purchase. You know, right. So there's some radishes, some jock itch cream, some tomatoes.
Toaster.
89% admit they will buy things online even if they're more expensive in this certain category.
Makes perfect sense to me.
The survey asked specifically, where do you draw the line? What are the items that you're scared to buy in person?
You got the list there?
I got it. Condoms were number one. Followed by emergency contraceptives, bed bug spray.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, buy that online.
Head lice treatment.
Online.
Hemorrhoid cream.
Yes.
Fast diarrhea relief.
Well, yeah, online.
Pregnancy tests.
Well, you know what? In a pinch, you got to go and toughen it up and buy it right there at the pharmacy.
Adult diapers.
Online. Buy in bulk.
All period products. That nerve died for me in 1980. And finally, cold sore treatment.
See, I don't know that why I would. People think, and you know this, Haney. I don't know that Junior does, although he tries to come off being a scientist. You might have a cold sore. That, oh, he's got herpes. He's got herpes. It's different. It's simplex one, simplex two. Above the waist, below the waist. You got a cold sore?
And then genital warts is a whole different ballgame.
It's a whole different ballgame. You got to get them frozen.
Or tell me about it.
Remember when Stan got genital warts, and it was from the last one you'd think.
Yeah, I know.
That filthy little...
That little dirty thing.
He was kind of hot.
Yep.
And it goes even deeper, the psychology. You can imagine that people would be embarrassed facing the cashier because they have to handle the product and all that. And, you know, there's always the chance they'll call for a price check.
Yep.
That's not all they're worried about. They're also concerned about what other shoppers might think of
them. Oh, yeah, who's in line eyeballing your carriage?
72% of people are convinced other shoppers are silently judging their purchases.
I do.
Well, 67% of the general public admits they are judgmental of other shoppers. Oh, gross.
Oh, no. What's the matter over there?
Someone was telling me about their genital warts.
Okay, it happens.
Well, it's good to have a support system, Junior.
They said it happened back in the 80s, and they said, I understand how you feel.
Yeah, well, isn't that great? Maybe you made a friend.
Yep.
One friend.
I mean, I do go to a support group for it, but it's whatever.
Uh-huh. One friend.
Yeah. On the phone.
A concerned stranger.
Yes.
Showed concern for your condition.
Showed concern for my genitals.
Well, what more can you ask for in a moment?
I am Bill O'Reilly with today's good news. Here's Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, my colleague, Mark Haney.
Bill, you know, parents don't have a lot of spare time, and a lot of us are just flat lazy. That's why things like this go viral. A mom on TikTok showed people how to make 12 sandwiches at once for picnics, car rides.
Yep.
Instead of a loaf of bread, buy a pack of King's Hawaiian dinner rolls.
I thought King's Hawaiian is good stuff, man.
Now, each pack has 12 rolls. They're all stuck together. So take them all out of the bag. Do not separate them. Then take a giant bread knife and cut the whole thing in half from the side so you end up with basically two huge slices of bread. Slather them all down. Throw on whatever thoughtless luncheon meat you picked up.
Like a bologna.
Yep. And make one giant sandwich.
Well, you get, they're like sliders. That'll turn up. They're just, it's not a full sandwich.
Then you put the top on, cut the buns apart, and you got 12 mini sandwiches that do nobody any good.
Mini sandwich ain't gonna satisfy me.
Yep. She's also really impressed with herself because she thought of this.
Because she's lazy.
Yeah, she thought of this. That once you make that sandwich,
yeah,
you can put it back in the same bag.
Oh, now there's your hack.
Hello, I'm Bill Curtis of Investigative Reports. For our final story, here is Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman.
Oh, God help me.
Mark Haney.
Bill.
There's your hack right there. You know, you're getting ripped off. You're getting these little slider sandwiches and stuff. But then you got it there. What do you do with it? Slide it back into the original bag. You don't need, you know, Ziplocs. You don't need anything. It goes right back into the original.
Yep. You dump it right in the cooler.
You're right there in the cooler. You take it out at the picnic. It's right there still in the original package. Mm-hmm. And it's great for the kids because they can just reach in and tear a little piece. And what a hack.
Indeed. What a hack. You can feel the love.
Yeah, that is. That's a lack of love. Our moms wouldn't do that.
No.
You can make a sandwich.
Mm-hmm. A 69-year-old gentleman in Port Charlotte made a terrible mistake.
Yeah.
He thought that because he's a man who minds his own business, takes good care of himself, he actually believed that he's paid his dues in life and doesn't deserve any more craziness. Well, being the responsible man that he is, he returned to his home after a doctor's appointment, right on top of things. And what does he find?
We know.
42-year-old Heather Kennedy, completely nude, frolicking in his pool.
Yep.
I'm sure it took him a second to take that scene in.
Yep. Especially if you've seen her mugshot.
Obviously, he was alarmed. He called 911. He can't think of any good reason why he deserves this.
What am I looking at? I see two cops.
That's her in the pool having a nice conversation with the cops.
See the mini basketball thing there? She's right by that.
Well,
she's all blurred up.
The ampersand, it cuts it completely off.
Yeah, she's on the bottom there explaining to them that she won't be going anywhere.
Here, lift that screen up. Lift it up in the air a little bit.
He won't do that.
No, he's going to try to zoom in, and it's taking him too damn long. Lift the thing up so I can just see it.
So he calls 911, but that didn't solve the problem. When the police showed up, Heather informed them that she had no intention of leaving.
Oh, absolutely not.
The photo that Junior is attempting to zoom in and zoom out on are police officers offering her clothing to cover up. She didn't care to do that. wouldn't even get out of the water, and told the officers to just leave her alone so she could enjoy her day. They eventually did get her out of the pool, and she's facing charges for trespassing and resisting arrest. It turns out she lives about 2 miles from James's house. Now, it's not clear if drugs and or alcohol factored in, but she does have a history. She was recently pulled over, and police found a bunch of drug paraphernalia and pills, but she very quickly explained to the police officers that that stuff wasn't hers, and that they obviously belong to her dear friend, Crackhead Chris.
Yeah, they belong to him.
She's due in court early next month to explain herself. Southwest Florida.
Yep.
And that's the news for today, Thursday, July 22nd.
Double M, double XI.
I am Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman and former bronze
Little
Olympic medalist.
Telling it like it is.
And one who took home the bronze in 76.
And I remember thinking, are these people insane?
They thought they were going to go and give you a little initiation, welcome to school.
Yeah, well, it didn't welcome me.
It backfired on them. Thank God we figured this out. Thank God.
Somebody should have been fired.
Yes. Yes. Yes, they should have been.
You know what? I'm going to call them to, bright and early tomorrow morning and see if the guy that worked there back in 1976 is still employed.
That's
there.
That's what Haney's going to do. He's going to get up bright and early tomorrow morning, and he's going to pick up the phone and hand it to Junior.
Tell him exactly what I want said.
Jason Todd from the Diamond District.
I will not hesitate.
We'll be back, Stan and Haney.
The only place in Southwest Florida where drunken idiots and law enforcement actually get along. Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hey everybody, Stan and Haney. Al Beck coming up at 6 o'clock to take you through your Thursday evening. Got time to take one more look at traffic for your drive home this afternoon. It's brought to you by Firehouse Subs. 3 Lee County locations, Fort Myers and Cape Coral. One thing on the board. It's in North Fort Myers. Crash. North Tamiami Trail and Lake Fairways Boulevard should be in the clearing stages, though. And you are up to date.
Well, my baby works in a hot dog stand. I'm making them hot dogs the fattest you can.
Yeah.
Up steps, the cat yells, don't be slow. And get me 2 hot dogs ready to go. Hot dog! She's my baby. Hot dog! Drives me crazy. Hot dog! I don't mean maybe, well, you ought to see my baby at the hot dog stand. But in the cool of the evening when the sun goes down, all the chicks and the cats all are gathering around. They order hot dogs and red soda pop and head down the road to a hip cat hop. Hot dog!
Hot dog!
She's my baby.
Hot dog!
Drives me crazy.
Hot dog!
Don't mean maybe, well, you ought to see my baby at the hot dog stand.
Hey, everybody, it's Junior's birthday tomorrow. Let's all just stop what we're planning.
Let's celebrate like we're Wally Funk.
Yeah.
Woo.
Woo. Woo.
You got a Skittle? You want a Skittle?
I got a Skittle.
Do me.
Well, I'm waiting for my baby every night at 12. She closes up the shop and then we lose herself. At a hip cat hop in a crazy way. We're doing the bop till the break of day.
Hot dog!
Hot dog!
She's my baby.
Hot dog!
Drives me crazy.
Hot dog!
I don't mean baby, well, you ought to see
the baby at the hot dog stand.
Hot dog!
Hot dog!
She's my baby. Hot dog! Drives me crazy.
Hot dog!
I don't mean maybe. Well, you ought to see my baby at the hot dog stand.
Classic Comedy is brought to you by Best Home Services. Appointments available now.
GetBest.com.
Everything just seems like a lot of work to me lately. Have you gotten to that point in life yet? You know, like everything. It just seems like I wanted to see a movie, but then I thought, then I'd have to go there. But here's the problem. I'm not getting a lot of sleep at night because I get up to go to the bathroom like 4 times a night. How many times for you? You don't get up until the morning. So how wet is the bed in the morning? It's pretty wet. So no, none at all? Wow, you might have some blockage going on down there. How big is your prostate?
My intern told me I had a very small, smooth prostate.
A small, smooth prostate. You sure she was talking about the prostate? You should have that checked out. Have a doctor check it out next time. Yeah. No, the prostate should be the size of a walnut. That's what I've been told. They always gauge body parts to like nuts and fruits. But you never go to the grocery store. The grocer never says, hey, you got to see these grapefruits. They're the size of tumors. Check it out. Check it out, man.
Have yourselves a great evening, Lord willing. We're back here tomorrow, 2 o'clock, Big Friday show. We're the Stan and Haney Show, 96K Rock. And we leave you this afternoon with this. This is something that you probably don't even have to think about because you know and you live with it every day. Our question of the week. Do you still have a mark or scar from a childhood injury? And what happened? Ahoy, who's this?
Oh, ahoy, Stan. It's Greg.
Greg, what mark or scar?
When I was in third grade, I had a Christmas break, and I rode my bike down a large, hill where they were clearing a lot next to the house I lived in, and the handlebar for my bike went into my thigh.
Ooh,
so
ouch.
I got, a 4-inch scar there with a bunch of stitch marks. So
how deep did it go into your thigh?
About halfway. It went in between 2 major veins, so I didn't have any major bleeding, but I got very lucky. And it still looks pretty gnarly.
Yeah, man, but it's a great story to tell, ain't it?
Yeah,
it's
a pretty good one.
277-9600.
You know, when you really stop and think about all of the accumulated damage, there's a lot.
There's a lot. Ahoy, who's this?
Glenn, the chip guy.
Hey, Glenn, how are you? Turn your radio down, buddy.
It's off, my friend.
All right, pal. A scar or a mark from your childhood that you still have? What happened?
I was in shop class, in body shop class, and a piece of the frame machine fell off and cut my big toe off.
Cut it off?
Cut it off, and they sewed it back on, and it's like a piece of rubber right now.
That had to be a lot of blood.
Oh, my gosh. I went to a Catholic hospital, and the nurses kept walking by me, and all the nuns kept walking by me, and I had this big pool of blood underneath my seat, and I was, getting all white. And the one nurse came over and said, oh, my gosh, they took my blood pressure. I was about dead.
Yeah, man, oh, that's your big toe. And they were able to sew it back on, but evidently circulation's not going. It didn't take.
Yeah, it's on there, but it's.
Like rubber.
Just dead.
It's not pretty at all.
See you later, buddy.
You know, that makes for such a great day at school when something like that happens.
How do you figure?
Well, I just remember how it made it such an exciting day when their shop teacher cut his pinky off.
Oh, I told you, there was a kid that got his arm completely mutilated in shop class with the there was these big belts that used to go, I don't know if it was for the air filtration system kid, and the teacher always said whoever did something got to turn off the big belts. Kid got his arm caught right in. All I remember was him running him down the hallway. Didn't see him again. Ahoy, who's this?
This is Shane.
Shane, do you still have a mark or scar from a childhood injury, and what happened?
More than I can count. Yeah. That was because I was always getting hurt.
So you were that kid in school that always had the broken arm.
Yeah, actually, between the ages of 3 to 6, the hospital knew me by a first-name basis and almost called Child Protective Services.
Yeah, no kidding. They'd probably call the parents. Boy, him again?
Yep. Luckily, we had a family member that worked at the hospital and cleared it all out for us.
Everybody sign your cast?
Yeah. Both times I broke my leg.
Oh, now give me one time on how you broke your leg.
Well, it was actually my sister and my cousin that broke it. We had one of those old school trampolines that was like a rectangle, not a circle.
Yes.
And it had like a carrying thing that came out to the side, like almost like a triangle, so you could pick up and move it around.
Uh-huh.
I was 5. My sister and my cousin were about 8. And they were jumping off the trampoline onto the ground, like over it. And I was like, well, I could do that. They're like, oh, no, you can't. You're too small. And I was like, oh, yeah, watch this. And I did it. Got trapped between the springs and that little metal triangle part. I'm hanging there by my right leg upside down. My aunt's vacuuming her car out, probably 10 feet away from us with her back to us. My sister and my cousin freaked out, went to go pull me down, and when they pulled me, they snapped my knee at the growth plate on my right leg.
Now, to this day, with that, can you tell the weather?
Actually, I can. My leg actually really hurts.
You're
but the best
lucky.
Part about it, no one thought it was broke. So I went a full day, and when I would straighten my leg out, I would just scream bloody murder, and my mother told me to stop being a baby.
Yeah, well, that's day, how things were done.
Yeah. The next day, she's like, you know what? He won't stop crying. I'll take him in. Took him to the hospital. They're like, yeah, it's broke right here.
277. 9600. That's how it was back in the day.
This whole generation will never know that feeling. Because no one would ever believe you were hurt. Ever.
Ever. That's the truth.
Stop you crying.
Shake it off. 277-9600.
Junior couldn't survive in that world.
Well, he on so many different levels. Getting beat up at school.
Mm-hmm.
You know, having to go overnight with a broken leg.
Yep.
One of my first memories was me tumbling down the stairs. We had a 2-story house. My dad was on the couch drinking a rum and coke.
Yeah.
And I was sitting at the bottom of the stairs crying because I did tumbles. He was just like, quiet.
Blue skies. Yeah. Every day is a gift.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.